Think Global and Act Local is the keynote slogan of the worldwide Evolution Revolution. When we are aware that everything we think, feel, say, and do affects all life on Earth and the planet itself, our enlightened consciousness influences all aspects of our daily lives. How we live, love, learn, work, play, pray, and vote. You're listening to Global Sense with your host, Judah Freed. Each week, host Judah Freed and guests explore local and global problems and offer practical solutions that make global sense. Judah Freed is an international journalist and the author of the award-winning book Global Sense, a guide to enlightenment for these times that try our souls. And now the host of Global Sense, Judah Freed.
Welcome to the Global Sense Show. I'm your host, Judah Freed. We come to you each week with guests from around the world who can talk to us about the changing consciousness on the planet. Today, we are blessed to be joined by Matt DiLorenzo in Italy, who is a medical intuitive and remote healer who works on esoteric levels that will, frankly, open your mind to possibilities you have never even considered existed. So, Matt, welcome to the Global Sense Show.
Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Matt, give people a quick overview of what it is that you do and the core principles behind it. We're going to go into a lot more depth during the hour.
Okay. Basically, I think you hit the headlines. I'm a medical intuitive, distance healer, psychic healer, whatever you want to call it, a bit shaman, a little bit of everything. Basically, my medium is energy. I can see the energy that's emitted by human beings, animals, things. Any living thing emits energy. And over the years, studying myself, I managed to connect some dots and figure out what it all meant. And that's what basically what I use in my work. Yeah.
So you come to this from a technical background, which I think is rather fascinating.
Correct. I'm an engineer, and I would have thought myself the last person in the world that would ever be doing something like this. Because I was trained. I loved engineering. I still do. And I was trained, if you can't prove it, it doesn't exist. So it was not an easy transition. I arrived kicking and screaming on this one.
And the upshot of that is that you weren't just an engineer. You were also actually working with nuclear engineering, which deals with radiation and energy fields in a way.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, I was a licensed professional engineer in a couple of states. I mean, I took engineering very seriously, and I absolutely loved it. However, my final, what helped me understand and believe that what I do is possible was engineering, was science. In college, I took, 2 years of quantum physics, or I can't remember if it was 2 years or two semesters, but and I kept mulling over that, and I said, well, if that's true, and I believed it was, then certain things should be possible. And that was what started me on this road. That wasn't what got me into healing, but got me really understanding that everything is energy. And if it is, then I can manipulate it, And so that's right, I became, I got interested in healing because I had friends who were sick, very sick. And so I applied, I worked it as an engineer, and I said, if that is possible, then I should be able to help this person by doing this. And so I came up with a highly technical procedure that I then later learned was absolutely ridiculous and not necessary. I mean, but that's what – oh, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't believe the system I had. I used this color, this intensity of light. Yeah. And eventually I learned from one of my own students that it was a crazy system, but it was what I needed to help me bridge that gap from reality, the hardcore reality of science, to the hardcore reality of an energetic world. So,
well, at what point did you discover that you had what some people call the sight?
Oh, the sight. I was very young. I was a kid when I saw. I didn't even understand I was different until, I could speak to kids and realize they weren't seeing what I was seeing. So I was born with sight. I buried it when I was very young, because of, you know, of course I thought I was crazy. I just buried it and I didn't understand what I was seeing. Right. And it was just lights and darks and what the heck is that? You know, it was only later when I did bioenergetics, which was a mind body therapy. I mean, I was pretty messed up and, I just by the grace of God, I happened to fall in with a bioenergetic therapist in Texas. And from that, I learned all about my body and what I had done to it to make me such a mess. And I learned all about how all my emotions were stuck in my body. You know, every emotion I'd ever suppressed was locked in a tight muscle fiber somewhere. And through a very painful process, but surely the most rewarding one of my life, I was able to loosen my body up. And in so doing, I found the key that helped me understand what I was seeing. What I was seeing was bodies where they're tense, they have less light because they're using some of the energy that they generate to keep muscles tense. All right. And, you know, and if an organ is highly lit up, that's not so good. It means it's drawing more energy than it should. It means it's, there's something wrong there, perhaps, or it could be very dark because the person is too weak to send energy there. So that was the key. I had a very rough early life, but as I look back on it now, everything I did is helping me in my work. I needed to learn everything I did, which was very diverse, to finally unlock the puzzle of what I do.
So. And I would imagine that once you told kids that you were seeing stuff, they probably ridiculed you and harassed you and gave you a very, very hard time.
Well, first they ignored me totally. You know, this guy's weird. You know, I mean, this is in the early 50s.
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, I didn't fit in anyway. I was an Italian, you know, in a town of, you know, all Americans, let's say. Of course. So, I mean, I buried it immediately. And just thought, okay, I grew up thinking there's something really wrong with me.
And were you yourself having a disease that you started working on this for yourself, or
No, it wasn't for me. It was for someone else. It was for someone I really loved, was deathly ill, and I didn't say anything to anyone because I was an engineer, you know.
Right.
But I said I felt quite certain that this would work. Okay, and he healed. Let's say, all right. And then I continued to do that. And, you know, of course, in my mind, well, it's a coincidence. He would have healed anyway. I mean, he had chemo and all this other stuff. But I kept doing it and I kept seeing results. Now, this went on for many years before I admitted it because I was an engineer. I mean, the two were incompatible. But it came to the point where I couldn't deny the reality of what I was doing and seeing the results I was seeing. So finally, one day, I had gone myself. I had a pain in my hip, and I'd gone to a massage therapist who was very open to this kind of stuff. And he had he told me that he himself had a very, very bad back, and had had it most of his life. And I don't know what happened to me, but I says, you know what, I think I can help you. And he said, I asked him, you know, would you let me work on you? And he said, sure. And boom. Yeah, I mean, this happens rarely, the instant healing, but it did for him. I mean, and, you know, 30 years of pain was gone in less than a minute. That's very rare for the listeners. And that was the first time I did it publicly where I told someone I was going to do it and did it. Then I started with my friends, and finally I got completely out of engineering and just started doing this full time.
And this was 18 years ago?
The first healings I did were in the early 80s. I think, let me see, 81, 82, something like that. 81.
Yeah. So you've actually been doing this. So you've actually been doing this about 30 years then, but just you hung out a shingle a little less than 20 years ago.
Right. That's very depressing to hear that, but yes, that's true. Good Lord. Yeah, and I learned, you know, I mean, when I first hung out the shingle, I was the knee guy, because Texas is full of football players, you know, and there was a lot of people with bad knees, and I figured, well, that's all I'm going to do. because I was really good at it. And then what happened, right. Of course, people would come in and say, well, you know, I don't have a knee problem, but my elbow hurts. You know, so I gradually – it was them that pushed me to expand. And, I mean, everything I've learned about healing, I really learned thanks to the patience of my clients who had faith in me. And because, really, there is so much to learn if you stumble like I did. I mean, you know, I'm never trained with anyone. I was just self-taught. But just different people kept coming in with different diseases, and they had the patience or trust in me to kind of push me, needle me to keep trying, even though when I, you know, I failed. So, that was kind of my trip, you know, and,
right.
And at first, I mean, you know, you start out with just doing the physical part, but soon enough, I learned that's not enough. Because people were re-injuring themselves or coming back with similar disorders, you know. And so I knew the importance of getting rid of emotions from the body. You know, that's the cause, the primary cause of diseases, of chronic disease, is suppressed emotions. And basically it's because, well, we have to understand what an emotion is. Basically, it's just a vibrating muscle. It just depends where it's vibrating or moving. That will determine what emotion or sensation you feel, and particularly emotions. And you could draw a map of where emotions are felt pretty easily. And I think all of us do this. We tense up when we're stressed. And one of the reasons we do that is if you tense a muscle that's vibrating, it stops vibrating, right? Or at least it vibrates much less. And by tensing your muscles, you feel much less. And where you'll see that, see, I mean, when we have stress, we're adults, we have all kinds of defense mechanisms. You know, we can change our goal, we can change the method we use, we can change our reaction to a problem. Drugs, alcohol, you know, unhealthy psychological stuff, you know, denial, suppression, and all that stuff. But we have a lot of tools. A baby doesn't have those. A real infant, pre-cognitive infant, say under 2 years or 18 months, whatever it is. And a baby's life is very, very different from what we experience. In bioenergetic therapy, which was the type of therapy I did, you know, based on the work of Alexander Lowen, Dr. Alexander Lowen. I happened to recover a memory of when I was 10 months old, and I was floored because the intensity of what I felt, I can't tell you how many times more potent it was than anything I'd ever felt before. And so what I learned was babies really feel. I mean, if you think about it, you know, just take all the energy that an adult has, squeeze it down into a little 18 or 24 inch body, and all that body can do is feel. You know, it can't think. It has no words to even think yet. And its world is all about sensations, warm, fuzzy, hot, cold, happy, cold, and so on. And so babies feel with an intensity that I think would shock most adults. I think most adults would run away from feeling that intensely. So what does that tell us? Babies are real easy to hurt, because when they hurt, they really hurt. And anyone who's been a parent knows that. And so they don't have all the defense mechanisms we have. Their only defense mechanism is to tense their muscle. You know, you tense the muscle, it doesn't vibrate as much, you numb out. And anyone that's been around children, just watch them. What happens before they throw a tantrum? You know, first of all, their body will go stiff. They might make fists. Their little face turns red because they're not getting any blood flow down from the head. And then all of a sudden you'll see them, maybe the little lips will tremble, or you'll see them trembling a little bit, and then boom, they explode in anger or tears. And what you see them doing is trying to numb themselves, right? Now what happens in early childhood, if you are submitted to a stressor repeatedly, day in, day out, I don't know how it works, but something kicks in where babies will become chronically tense 24 hours a day around the clock in that portion of their body that is creating an emotion that they don't like, whether it's anger, sadness, fear, shame, guilt, anxiety, whatever. And if that happens before you have words or cognitive skills, you will not remember it. All right. You can never remember it at a rational level. you know. So we grow up tents, you know. And I'm not a doctor, but I mean, I can piece the pieces together pretty quickly. You know, if you have a tense muscle, it's squeezing your arteries. That means that part of the body is getting less oxygen and less nutrients. And, you know, guess what? That's where chronic disease is going to appear in your body. You know, now, man A may have the same tense part of the body as man B. Man A may get one disease, man B may get another, but that just depends on your DNA, I guess, or your genes. But where disease will occur can easily be seen based on chronic muscular tension.
Yeah, I got it. So this is a really good foundation for where we're going to go for the rest of the hour. And we're talking with Matt DiLorenzo in Italy. And it's lots of fun because you're 12 hours different from me here in Hawaii. So it makes it lots of fun. We'll be right back here on the Global Sense Show right after these words.
You're listening to Global Sense with your host, Judah Fried. If you're enjoying today's show, you can learn more about Judah and Global Sense at www.globalsense.com. That's globalsense.com. Judah welcomes your comments and questions during these times that try our souls, so be sure and visit his site. And now back to the show. Here again is Judah Fried and his guest.
Welcome back on the Global Sense Show. I'm your host, Judah Fried. We're talking with Matt DiLorenzo, medical intuitive and remote healer out of Italy who works with clients around the world. We're talking about the different kinds of factors that lead to disease, and we're just looking at some of the issues around how even in childhood, stressing the muscles to suppress emotions can lead ultimately to adult onset of various kinds of diseases. Matt, you've also discovered that you have an ability to be able to deal with pain management, which I think is probably worth exploring. Tell us about how that works.
That's actually one of the earliest things I ever did. I found it just incredibly easy to reduce pain. Just energetically, I mean, all right, in my world, energy is as real as clay, right? Once I make a connection with someone, it has physical substance to me, you know? So if I saw pain in someone, I could A, pull it out, or modify their body, for example, reduce stress, and cause the pain to go away. All right. Pain was the easiest thing to remove. But of course, to heal, you've got to remove the cause of the pain. I almost feel that removing pain, and of course it doesn't always work. I mean, we're always up against free will. But you know, 95% of the cases, yes, you can remove pain temporarily. To remove it permanently, you have to heal the underlying cause. And how it's done is literally by removing the energy of the pain. Now, to do a better job, you can just remove it and it's gone instantly, all right, in most cases. In another case, what you do is a lot of muscular pain is caused by muscle spasms, all right? And this is going to be hard to describe, but basically I travel energetically to the person and insert my energetic hands in their body and drain the energy of the pain away, all right? And the other thing I can do is sometimes I let their energy in my body and the balance of the two automatically reduces the pain. In other words, we share energy. It's like putting a big high pressure balloon against one that's flaccid. And if you connect the two, you know, the energies balance. Sure. That's another technique I use.
Now, isn't there a risk that if you are taking in other people's energy that could cause physical or other problems for you?
Well, it does, but that's part of the job. For me, anyway, I would not recommend this to any people just starting out because in the early days, I remember I had a poor guy with a terrible what's it called when your eye keeps going up and down, a tic in the eye, a muscular spasm that had been going on for weeks, and the pain was excruciating. And Yeah, I had that same pain for about 2 weeks before I figured out how to really stop it. He was, you know, better. it is very much a risk. But like I say, it's part of the job. Primarily, I mean, I don't just use my vision to see how people are doing. My body is loose, thanks to bioenergetics and other work I've done on myself. And I let the other person's energy enter my body, all right? And I will feel their pain because, you know, when you're tight somewhere, remember we said that if you're tight, you're emitting less energy? And so every person is sending out a signal of what's happening to them, you know? And so when I approach them energetically and if I let their energy enter me, then I'm receiving a signal that, you know, maybe my right thigh is tight and I'm really, really tight in the hip and so on. And so I will feel their pain. Now, normally I don't feel all their pain. I just needed enough to do a diagnosis to help me in my diagnosis. And then, you know, that's the other way is, like I say, putting my hands in their body and just basically pulling the, you know, calming down the spasming muscles. It's like doing a massage energetically, right? And just causing the muscles that are overly tense and causing the pain, to just relax and move on. I won't say all pain is caused by muscle tension, but an awful lot of pain is caused by muscle tension. I'm not going to put a percentage to it, but it's way more than 50%. Mm-hmm. Just somewhere there's a chronic tension. See, when you're chronically tense, you don't even feel that muscle. So the muscle could be in excruciating pain and you just won't feel it, right? Until the body begins to break down. In fact, in the process I use a very gentle process with people, but it involves loosening up all those muscles. And one of the possibilities is that they will feel the pain. As they loosen that muscle up, they'll start to feel some of that chronic pain. And that's a good thing because it means you're alive, you know. You know, you're not numb.
So initially they might think, oh, this is worse than it was before, but actually it's part of the healing process?
Not in every case, because, you know, I do a procedure where I try and make the pain as small as possible. But I always leave the choice up to the person, to their subconscious mind. In other words, I tell them, look, you've got to get rid of this energy somehow that's stored in their body, and you can do it. I give them three options. You either do it through their dreams, you know, so they'll have restless sleep. You know, either do it by feeling emotions or letting them feel some of the pain as the muscle loosens up. And, you know, normally most people's subconscious chooses, well, I'll have one from column A and one from column B and one from column C. And it's a bearable process. But there have been cases where, amazingly, I've had people take each one of those options, different people. You know, one person didn't sleep for a month and a half. Another person was in absolutely excruciating physical pain. The third person was an emotional wreck, you know. So, but by far the vast majority, their subconscious chooses, you know, a gentle process of releasing and loosening muscles gradually and easily. So
now, what in the cases of a physical trauma or some kind of structural injury, where so like I fell on a tailbone, for example, and is it possible to do this kind of work where it's not necessarily a muscle that's involved, but more of a bone?
Absolutely, it just takes it takes much longer to work on nerves. They're the worst, and for me anyway. And bones, yeah, take much longer. Yeah, just flesh. Like if someone called me and said I have a flesh wound, unless there's some other underlying cause for why the wound hasn't healed, that can heal extremely rapidly. A nice clean wound. I have worked with people in hospitals and, you know, basically after a nice clean surgery, and basically they come out of the hospital in less than half the time, no matter what kind of surgery they've had. Why? Because, it's energy. You know, you have more energy. The, you know, the body knows what to do with energy. The reason we're, most of us are sick, not all, is we just don't have enough energy for the body to heal itself. So in cases like that, recovery is in less than half the time. It's very, very rapid. And the body, like I said, the body knows how to heal itself. It may not have the tools to have it. And so what we do is we give the body the tools it needs to patch itself up as quickly as possible. You can do with energy pretty amazing things. I mean, you can literally restructure bone. I do a lot of work with people with sinuses. And I mean, they can feel it as I work on them, as I move, you know, those bones around. And you can change soft tissue very easily. Excuse me one second, my throat's dry. Yeah. And the other thing I want to say is, this is something everyone can do if you want to, all right? I mean, why does it work? Why can I see someone in China, you know, from here in Italy? It's because we really are all connected. I mean, it's also true that we're all transmitting. We're all like little stars. You know, every living thing is like a little sun in its own right. And so, yeah, this is not about me. This is something that everyone can do, and I know it for a fact because I'll tell you a little story. One time I was in Oklahoma, and boy, did my knee hurt. So I stopped the car and said to the person, I'm going to teach you what I do because I need you to work on my knee. And it was something I couldn't do for some reason. I don't know why I thought that, but I did. So we stopped the car, and in 15 minutes, this person basically healed my knee for me, or at least set in motion the healing process. It took a couple of days, and this was a person that, you know, didn't know anything about healing. So anyone can do it. What matters is not technique. And I'll tell you a little story. I had taught some people at one time. I was teaching how to do my crazy system. And a couple of years went by, and one of my really good students, I called him up again for my knee problem. And I told her, you know, I need you to work on me. So she did. And the minute she did, I knew she wasn't using my system. You know, I didn't know what she was doing, but I knew it wasn't my system. Well, her background was American Indian, all right? So instead of using my, you know, should we use 3 rentgens of energy here and so many pixels here and this color intensity, she told me, I imagined I had some moss and I grabbed some mud from the river and I took some cobwebs and I spat on it and slapped it on your knee. All right. So from that, I learned technique doesn't matter. You know, what matters is the intent, the power of your intent and your heart's will to heal. That's it. If you have those two things, you can heal. You know,
I got it. And we're talking with Matt DiLorenzo, who is a medical intuitive and remote healer who is based in Italy and works with people around the world. And we'll be right back with Matt here on the Global Sense Show. We're back with Matt DiLorenzo here on the Global Sense Show. I'm your host, Judah Fried. We come to you each week with guests from around the world who talk to us about the change in consciousness on the planet and how it can affect us and how we can affect it. We're talking with Matt DiLorenzo about healing and energy work. And Matt, talk about what you do in the context of traditional allopathic medicine. Do you find that the traditional medical doctors are willing to work with you, or if they find out a client is working with you and them, they freak out, or what happens? What's your relationship with traditional medicine?
I have worked off the record with a few allopathic doctors, but what I was looking for was a doctor with a degree, you know, with a background in research to quantify and statistically analyze this work. And maybe publish something. That never happened. And you know, the problem with working with doctors, they never have any time. I've set up several situations where the idea was we would work together. You know, mainly in a hospital situation, they would just somebody would talk to me about the client, the patient, And, you know, I would do what I do to try and help get them out of the hospital more quickly, or to help analyze, you know, what's wrong with this person? Why aren't they healing? Yeah, every time we've tried it, it was successful, amazing. And they're too busy. They're too busy to do the, you know, the reporting that would be needed to do a good statistical analysis of this. I am very pro allopathic medicine in the sense that there are some times when you just need a doctor, period. And I recommend that to all my clients, and I mean it sincerely. Mainly because I am not a doctor. You know, my knowledge is of energy. So there are many times when I insist that a client go see their medical doctor and get checked out. There are many things I believe that the energy world does much, much better than allopathic medicine does, primarily because of the emotional underlying cause of many diseases. I think more and more doctors are becoming open to this. From the ones I've talked to, they're becoming more and more aware. They just haven't had the training in how to deal with that. So I think the medicine of the future will be a very much more holistic approach. I mean, I think we're getting there. I think it's being driven by people themselves. I mean, more and more people are going to holistic healers, naturopathic doctors, homeopathic doctors, and so on. And I think that's essential. I mean, bottom line is you will not do a full – you may patch up a person, but you cannot heal them from many, many conditions permanently unless you deal the underlying deal with the underlying emotional problem that caused the problem to begin with. So my relationship with allopathic medicine is I'm a firm believer in it. I've used it myself. When you need it, you need it. Just make sure that, you know, when you get patched up, you root out and find out on your own, if you can, or with help, why. You know, why did this happen? And in some cases, it's just an accident. You know, I'm not a believer that Johnny got sick because he was a bad boy. Absolutely not. Now, I might believe that Johnny got ill because he's been suppressing a lot of anger for a long time or something like that. But, I mean, some things just happen because of accident, period. I firmly believe that. I don't believe it's all causal, you know, that we do these things to ourselves. This is a chaotic, random world in many ways. But the vast majority of chronic diseases are, in fact, caused by suppressed emotions somewhere, you know.
Well, this opens a philosophical question, though, because there's a lot of people in the quote-unquote New Age movement or the you know, whatever language you want to use for that, who like to use this phrase, you are the creator of your own reality. And I've heard people make statements to the effect of, if you're sick, you caused it, and it's your fault, and you got to deal with it.
I don't buy that at all. I mean, in many cases, yes. Right. But there are a significant number of cases, I mean, statistically significant, that are accidents. You know, you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, did every person that died in the tsunami in Southeast Asia, in Indonesia, did they plan that for their lives? That's ridiculous. You know, stuff happens. You know, this, you know, yeah, I just don't buy that at all. I really don't.
So that's interesting, because it opens some questions in terms of causality, because, you know, are there cases when a person is having an issue that is not necessarily caused by them or something that they, ran into a door when they were hurrying through the room? I mean, are there sources of disease and illness that are not necessarily caused either directly or indirectly by the person or something they encounter in the physical world?
Yes. This is all right. There are two causes. And yeah, I just want to make one clarification. I don't just treat physical disease. I also treat mental disease. And I've worked with psychiatrists, with a lot of clients. This stuff works great even for that. And so, in answer to your question, yes, there can the two factors that I'm aware of, or I can think of right now, let's say, that can induce a disease are, the first thing is negative energy, which can be, I call this drive-by negative energy. This is somebody's really angry at you. See, every thought you have, it leaves your body as a wave of energy. And it can either leave as a high-level energy that raises the person up, such as love, friendship, and so on, or it can be very dark and negative energy, such as hatred, jealousy, or whatever. In some cases, and I haven't quite figured out why, people hold on to that negative energy, all right? And I've seen, I just did one today. A young woman called me concerned because things weren't going well, and she was covered with dark energy. Now, in this case, it was her own. She had released a lot of stuff and not cleared herself because she was holding on. You know, she wasn't ready to give it up. But what I see quite often, fairly often, is someone covered in dark energy because they live with a rageaholic or something like that, and they hold on. They make it personal, all right? Like, this is mine. You know, like, I deserve this, things like that. That will affect you, not only your health. It'll also affect how people react to you. Let me come back to that because that's an important point. The second thing, of course, in the way of just pure energy that can affect you, unfortunately, are professional curses. And here in Italy, you know, this is – it's all over the place. I mean, there's, I've never seen so much curse making as I have here in Italy. You know, the power to heal is the power to, you know – not heal. You know, these techniques that I use can be used to really hurt people. And they're, I consider that total pure evil. But it's real and it happens. And the effects are the same, whether it's a drive-by just because someone got angry at you or whether it was, let's say, professionally done. So that's the purely energetic. And then the other thing that has an even more powerful impact on people are energetic beings. These are beings just like us. The only difference is they don't have a body, nor do they look like us. I mean, they don't have our shape. The world is absolutely full of these beings. And I believe they've been here since the dawn of man. Now, there are three types of these energetic beings. The first one is...
Well, I'll tell you what, let's hang on a second. We'll come back here in the final segment of the show, and we'll go into this in some depth. You're listening to Matt DiLorenzo, and we're tantalizing you here to come back right after this break here on the Global Sense Show.
You're listening to Global Sense with your host, Judah Fried. If you're enjoying today's show, you can learn more about Judah and Global Sense at www.globalsense.com. That's globalsense.com. Judah welcomes your comments and questions during these times that try our souls, so be sure and visit his site. And now back to the show. Here again is Judah Fried and his guest.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Global Sense Show. I'm your host, Judah Fried. We're talking with Matt DiLorenzo, medical intuitive healer out of Italy. And Matt, you probably just startled some of our listeners when you say that there are beings, or you might use the word entities, out there since the dawn of time that are affecting us. For some people out there, that might be way too woo-woo, and they're rolling their eyes and they're shaking their heads and saying, boy, I don't even know if I want to keep listening to this show. What do you have to say about that?
I'm an engineer. Do you know what it took for me to believe that was real? Okay? They are real. Take this to the bank, and believe me, you need to, all right? Because they create havoc in our world, all right? There are three types. The first type, and the type that most of you won't have to worry about, are just people that have died and chosen not to pass over. So in answer to someone's questions, yes, we definitely survive death as an energetic being, all right, without any question. These so-called ghosts, let's call them ghosts, can only hurt people that have a torn aura. Most of the population does not have a torn aura. They cannot penetrate our aura, all right? However, anyone that doesn't have an aura is almost guaranteed to be full of them, all right? Now, the second type are what I call energetic mosquitoes. They are creatures that have been on the earth since day one, I believe. That's a belief. And essentially, they will attach to you and suck energy off of you and therefore affect your health. The third type are higher level, highly intelligent, energetic beings. I think some of them are, well, I know some of them are smarter than I am. Very sophisticated, and that can do tremendous amount of damage. And I have noticed an upsurge since 2009, a significant upsurge. And these do a lot of damage. So now I wanted to go back to that comment I made before about why it's important not to have negative energy around you. People react, you know, when we meet someone, we shake their hand and we meet them, et cetera, et cetera. But our subconscious mind, you know, our normal senses see how they look and make judgments and how they dress and all this, and we form an opinion. But our subconscious mind is looking at a far broader perspective. And we take in their energetic message. And if you're covered in negative energy, it's going to have an impact on how people react to you. You could be the most perfectly packaged, erudite human being on earth. If you've got a load of negative energy around you, people will reject you. All right. They won't know why. It's not because they can see the energy like I can, but they can sense it and they will act. I mean, I can't tell you how many salespeople I've had that I don't know. I haven't sold anything in 3 months. I don't know what's wrong. And they're covered in negative energy. You clean them up and they're back to being, you know, number one salesman in their region or wherever they were. So that's an important point to remember. People respond to your total energy message. If you're holding on to a lot of negative energy, get rid of it. Let it go because it's hurting you. All right. Another thing I want to tell people is watch your thinking. All right. It takes just as much energy to think positive thoughts as it does to think negative thoughts. Negative thoughts, fear, anxiety, anger, sadness, all right, in excess, attracts entities. You know, how do you defend against entities? You get rid of these feelings. How do you do it? That's one of the things I do is, you know, is get rid of that, but you'd have to pay me to do that. Much easier, use EFT, all right? EFTuniverse.com is the website. It's free. Download the manual. Learn how to do EFT. I can't overemphasize the importance in this day and age right now of getting rid of old suppressed feelings and negative energies.
You activate the nervous system to release certain memories that are anchored in the cellular memory, if my understanding is correct.
Yes, the procedures I do remove all buried emotions. It's the thing I call the wellness program, and it's done over about a 3 month period. It can actually last longer than that, and it gets rid of the negative energies. All right. So that's, you know, I really want to emphasize this importance of, and it's so important because there are more entities on Earth now. I don't know why, but I guarantee you there's so many of them. How do you know you have an entity? If you know how to do muscle testing, you can muscle test for it, but connect yourself to your source, you know, the source of what is good, what you consider God, before you do it, because they can trick your mind, all right? That's as good a way as any. The second way is to become a student of you, of how your body feels. Become very aware of your emotions. Ask yourself, why am I feeling this emotion? Does it make sense? Is it tied to the here and now? All right? If it's not, that's a warning flag. All right? I mean, there are tons of symptoms of different entities. You know, but the real way is to know who you are normally, all right, which is hard to do. Most people don't know who they really are because of the tenseness. This EFT thing is free. You know, take advantage of it. It's a huge, huge gift to humanity. Okay, I think enough said there. You know, there's these three ranks of entities. It's very serious, and they do a tremendous amount of damage.
So do you think these, you know, are any of these entities being deliberately manufactured, or are they just like part of, you know, like rocks and trees are part of nature? Like mosquitoes.
Most of them, I believe, are part of nature. I don't know why in the middle of 2009, I started seeing unusual and highly aggressive types, but I always got that they were part of nature somewhere, maybe not where I lived, and they were now on Earth. And I assumed it was related to global warming. Sad to say, I have found manufactured entities. Well, this is what the black arts do. Someone who practices black magic might be capable of creating some of these. And yes, they are real. They are rare, thank God. Because when it's made by someone like that, there's all kinds of protections in there to make sure somebody like me can't pull them off. You know, so they're extremely difficult to do. Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, you're talking about, curses and people doing spells and stuff. I mean, for a lot of folks, this is medieval stuff that you're talking about, and yet here you are, a modern age engineer. So, I mean, for those listeners out there, how can we help people maybe sort of bridge that gap that within yourself you've been able to bridge? Because a lot of folks are probably rolling their eyes again and saying, "I don't get this."
All right. If it makes any sense that I can do these positive things, what makes you think I can't do the negative things? All right. Now, I don't, because I've taken a vow never to do it, you know. But I know darn well I could if I wanted to, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know darn well there are other people out there that know how to do it and are doing it, because I run into their handiwork and have to clean it. I find stores with curses on the inner door, you know, so that no one goes in, and you clean them up, and all of a sudden the people are coming back in. I mean, it's real. It's real. If people could see the energy world like I could see it, they stand out. You can see them. You know, they're not natural, most of them. You know, they're truly energetic constructions designed to disgust people or to hurt people or to make them fail or whatever. You know, it's whether it's for revenge or jealousy or whatever. And why is it real? Because we are primarily energetic beings. The body is the tiniest part of who we are. Now, don't get me wrong. I consider it truly a temple. But it's a tiny, tiny part of who we are.
And right. I've heard it said that we are not bodies with spirits inside of us, that we are spirits with bodies inside of our souls.
That's how I see it. All right. The body is almost the most significant part. In fact, when I do my work, I start from way outside of the body, you know. If it's like a planet or a star, you know, and there's clouds are hurting you, stopping you from getting energy, you know, interchanging energy with other human beings. And many of the blocks from past lives, many of the curses are out there, you know, the energy is outside of the body, all right, but it affects the body. So, we're energetic beings who happen to also have a body, you know. And what is matter? It's slow moving energy. That's all.
You know? Well, Matt, we've got about a minute and a half left. So, if someone wants to reach you for any reason, how do they do that?
Well, they could go to my website. It's www.coherentheling.com. And somewhere up top there it says contact, and they push a button and they'll get my email, and they can write to me, or they can click on the session button and tell me all about themselves and what they want me to do, and I'll be back in touch with them as soon as I can.
Well, good. All right, so. So, Matt DiLorenzo, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm sure you have opened some minds to some possibilities they had not considered before. And you've been listening to The Global Sense Show. I'm your host, Judah Fried. We come to you each week. You can always go to the archive at Positive World Radio Network, pwrnradio.com. And feel free to tune in to past and present shows that are up on the archive. Coming up, we have in the weeks ahead, we have Vincent Bugliosi, the famous author of the book on the Manson people, Helter Skelter. And he has a new book out arguing the case for agnosticism. And we're going to talk with him about his thoughts on this. We also have coming up Arnold Mindell, who is deals with process psychology as one of the leaders of what we call deep democracy. So we've got a lot of fascinating guests coming up on the Global Sense Show. If you have someone that you think I should be interviewing, please get a hold of me through globalsense.com and just click on the link to send me an email. Matthew, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Jude. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
And listeners, be blessed.
You've been listening to Global Sense with Judah Fried. If you enjoyed today's show, please visit Judah's website at www.globalsense.com. That's globalsense.com. And if you missed any of Judah's shows, you can listen to the archives on demand anytime, day or night, right here on PWRN. Stay tuned for previews of more inspiring, informative, and entertaining shows this week on PWRN, the new voice for planet Earth.